1244 here at WJBC and WJBC.com. It's time for our Farm to Table segment, and it is brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And with us, our guest, Art Lehman from Lehman Brothers Farm. Art, how are you today?
Just fine.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit about your town. What's the name of the town you live in?
The town is Strong.
We looked it up, and the census reports 100 residents.
That's correct.
100. I bet you everybody knows everybody.
Pretty well.
Do you get mail delivery there?
What's that?
Do you get mail delivery there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'll have a post office.
Oh, fantastic. All right. We're just teasing you a little bit. You are with Lehman Brothers Farm, as we mentioned. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your education.
Okay. Well, my brother and I, Ken, we farm together here at Rural Strong. We have a grain operation, about 1,500 acres of corn and soybeans. But our large enterprise is our hog operation, and we market about 120,000 pigs a year. We operate in numerous counties in Illinois. We have 21 contract growers that have buildings and grow pigs for us. And we have our own sow farm, so we're a farrowing operation also.
Well, there's the Illinois Pork Power Program. Say that three times fast. Tell us what that is there, Art.
Okay. Illinois Pork Power has been in existence for probably about 10 years, and it's a program where pork farmers can donate pigs to Pork Power and deliver them to a local slaughter plant throughout Illinois, and they're processed there into ground pork, into two-pound packages, and given to people who can't feed their families through numerous food banks, seven regional food banks, including Midwest Food Bank in Bloomington. This program has been going on for a number of years. This year, I think we'll break 2 million servings of pork since the program began.
That is fantastic, and this is farmers giving back to the community. So, as you mentioned, farmers donate the animals, and then does this program take care of the processing?
Yes. Pork farmers are involved in donating the pigs, but the Illinois Pork Producers and the Illinois Soybean Association, the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, cover the processing costs. So local processors participate, and they arrange for the food banks to pick up the donated pork. Funding for the processing, to pay for the processing, comes from groups like Illinois Pork Producers and Soybean and Corn, and then individual pig farmers donate the animals.
I made pork burgers. I just got some ground up pork. They are the most delicious things in the world. I love those. I like my beef too, but I'm telling you, pork's some good stuff, Art, and I'm sure you enjoy it as well. This is another way that farmers are good stewards of the land and also good stewards of their community, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In the rural communities, we have a tradition of trying to help out people that need some help. You know, sometimes in the fall, somebody gets injured or has a health issue, and neighboring farmers will come in and help them harvest their crops. This is just another way that, we can give back some to our communities. And unfortunately, it seems like there are more and more people all the time that struggle to feed their families. And, I can say that I've been hungry before when I have gone a while without a meal. But I've never been hungry to the point where there was no food in the house. I had nothing to eat. And that's a pretty alarming fact. And so anything we could do to try and prevent people from going hungry is a good thing.
Yeah, that's definitely a great point. And you mentioned the local processors participate, and they actually arrange for the food banks to come and pick that stuff up, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, they do the process. They receive the pigs from the farmers. They process the pork, and then they arrange for it to be picked up by the food banks, and the food banks arrange the distribution. So it's a pretty big network, actually. A lot of people involved.
Yeah, explain exactly how you have participated yourself in Lehman Brothers Farm.
Okay. Well, for a number of years, we've participated both in Pork Power, and we have a local food bank in our neighboring town of Forest. And we've donated pigs directly to that. But we especially enjoy donating through Illinois Pork Power because we have, like I said, the pork producers and the corn and the soybean producers are donating money to pay for the processing. So everything is covered under Pork Power. But, yeah, we've taken, just did some this week. I took 16 pigs to a local slaughter plant here in Forest. They were processed, and probably next week they'll be at Midwest Food Bank ready to be distributed to people that are hungry and need food.
Well, fantastic. And again, so far, Pork Power has provided more than 437 pounds of pork. That's 1.75 million servings. Art, I like to just want to ask you a few more questions about your farm, because usually you'd be expecting snow-covered, frost conditions. What difference has the weather made this time of year for you being a pork farmer?
Hey, well, we haven't had to push snow, and that's welcome because... You know, our business is a 24/7 business, and so we have to get feed to the pigs. We have to be able to market pigs and move pigs around. And so if it snows, it just makes more work for us because we've got to move all that snow. So we're not complaining about not having any snow. It is a little soft and mushy out here in the country. This type of year, this type of weather where it's kind of warm and wet, is particularly bad for the spread of several diseases. So it's kind of a mixed blessing, I guess. We don't have to deal with the extremely cold temperatures or a lot of snow. But on the other hand, it's a little sloppy and soft on the gravel. And we do have a little bit more disease spread.
Well, pigs love mud, but again, you got to be watching out for usually the winter will kill off some of those things that are still alive and the bacteria growing out there.
Yeah, that's correct. And even crop farmers welcome some cold weather because it does kill some of the insects and some of the organisms that affect the corn and soybean crops the next year. So a few cold days wouldn't hurt us a bit.
All right. Art, final question. Is there anything that bacon doesn't make better?
Absolutely not.
I think I knew your answer there. Art Lehman from Lehman Brothers Farm, and that's in Strawn, Illinois, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Our farm-to-table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. Thanks, Art. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Sir. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.